Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And breezy. Hey teachers, just a quick question. How do you handle elementary school projects that were obviously built by parents? Speaks my morning's Moose Breezy. Breeze, my buddy, calls and starts telling me that his 8-year-old son comes home, says he needs to come up with a creative way to build the solar system.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Big solar system guy.
When's it due by?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. My buddy goes, come on. How long have you known about this assignment? He goes, 14 days. I mean, not 14 days, only a couple of weeks. My buddy goes, that's the same thing.
14 days.
He goes, we got to do it together. Now, my buddy is not the most... He's a very creative individual.
Mm-hmm.
But when he gets in the zone, it's he's on all cylinders. So now, I got to ask, how many parents listening have ever helped your kids with their homework? Or like a really big school project, but you're so type A that you ended up doing the entire thing yourself because you don't trust your kids.
So he did the whole thing.
Chances are they're going to screw it up. Well, yeah, this is my buddy, okay? We'll call him Derek. Derek needs to make a solar system, so he decided, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to make all the planets using my 3D printer.
Right.
This dude stayed up all night. He also is an electrician. So he wired LED lights within the planets to allow them to flicker. You would have thought you were holding a miniature version of the universe in your hands. It was incredible. I said, how long did it take you to do this? He said, oh, I was up all night. I said, you were working on this. Where was your son? He said,
sleeping.
I completely forgot about him. He found his son in the living room playing Dance Dance Revolution. I said, this is so classic because this was my dad.
I didn't even know DDR was still a thing.
People are still playing. In third grade, we had to come up with a fun way to do a presentation about the White House.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the official residence of our president. Most kids chose to draw a White House on loose leaf paper. Total trash. But me being 8, I wanted to do the same thing. It took the easy way out. My father says, no, I'll build it. Goes in the basement, starts mixing concrete. I'm telling you, Breeze.
It's literally insane.
He ends up building this 3D model of the White House that sat on a piece of drywall. It must have weighed 100 pounds. Drove it
You drop it on the way in?
Drives it to school in the back of his van, okay? Mind you, I did not help with this project. We get to school, and during my presentation in front of 40 kids, my teacher's asking me 100 questions on how I built this 3D model of the White House. And I don't know, I had so much guilt come over me that I panicked and I told my teacher straight up in front of the class, I didn't build it. My dad built it for me last night.
You told everyone that?
I told everybody. Ended up giving me a D on the project.
Oh my God.
My dad held a grudge.
Loose lips sink ships, don't they?
So back to my buddy, he builds this incredible solar system for his son. Later finds out that the teacher gave him a C-. Because she knew this kid was not capable of building something like that. So my buddy went back to school to ask his son's teacher for a better grade.
Stop.
He was that butthurt because of how much effort and work he put into this solar system diorama. And I'm like, dude, serves you right.
Honestly,
your kid wasn't even in the room.
That's what I'm saying. Like, shame on him for making a project so elaborate, because it's so obvious he blew himself in.
Yeah, but obviously you want your son to walk in there like he's the man. Like, yeah, look at my project and look at all your junk.
But it's problem so is obvious.
He had nothing to do with it. Right. He wasn't even in the room. And my buddy thinks he's the one getting the grade. I'm like, dude, it's not your C minus.
This is so relatable for parents, because like, maybe, you know, not to the extreme of like, we're going to buy a 3D printer, but like, you know the feeling when your kid comes home or is hanging out on a Sunday night at 4 o'clock and they're like, so I have my longhouse due tomorrow. It's like, you have your longhouse due tomorrow. I'm pretty sure I did this with my mom, and she sent me out to the backyard, get the sticks, and then she put it all together. She's like, you know how many longhouses I've made? Do you know how many books I've read that I've read three times over? Because I'm reading to you, because you can't read.
Let's go back in time to Breezy's dad helping her with a school project.
It was more so my mom. My dad was too busy yelling at me over the kitchen table on what 3 divided by 2 is. But my mom was... My mom is very creative. She's a kindergarten teacher, was a kindergarten teacher, so she knows all the bells and whistles. And I will never forget, it was one project we had to do. So I had to be like Amelia Earhart, okay? I had to dress up as Amelia Earhart. I had to go to
the goggles.
The school. Yeah, I had the goggles. I had the leather jacket. It was a whole thing. And my mom put in like... I don't know if it was like a map or a flight map or a letter or something. She soaked it in tea and then put it in the oven.
Oh, she's creative.
So it burnt the edges.
Sure, you could just use a lighter. But
yeah, it was a whole thing. And obviously I crushed. And when I say I crush, my mom crushed. But
yeah,
I was lucky to have her. Not everyone has parents that are willing to do that stuff for them. They're like, figure it out, Johnny.
Yeah. Like your dad, who's standing over you with no pants on, holding a blue light.
Just screaming.
Jenna says, guys, I'm dying laughing right now. My husband had to help our daughter with constructing a building out of popsicle sticks. And it looks like the Empire State Building. It's so funny because our 7-year-old wasn't even home when my husband when he took it upon himself to build this entire structure. And it looks incredible. The teacher never bought that our daughter put it together. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
No kidding.
Yeah. Dads love doing that, though. They want to help. Like, yeah, I can come to bat for you. No problem. And they build this incredible diorama or whatever the project is. But they are, like, they're me. They're so type A. They're like, yeah, get out of here. I want to do it myself.
Yeah. I mean, this
And they end up getting a terrible grade.
This just goes back to that guy who was doing his kids' homework in college, writing essays and things like that. And then they failed anyways because...
Doug.
It's so tough.
Guy's name was Doug.
So angry. It's like, what do you mean you only got a B? Yeah, I know. It's
way to teach you that way, and said, I see this time and time again. And usually it's the kids that have no idea that their own parents built the project. They don't even know it's theirs.
Yeah, I will say, though, like, some of these parents, I think they secretively like it.
Yeah, I do, of course. I do. You know what? Keep at it.
You know what? You do you, boo. If that makes you happy, go for it.